NBC News In Depth tonight, back to the front. The number of U.S. soldiers who've had their Iraq military service involuntarily extended under the so-called stop-loss policy is at its highest since the start of the war. That's despite a Pentagon pledge last year to cut back on its use. NBC's Jim Mikliszewski takes a look at the effect of this controversial policy.
As Sergeant David White was preparing to wrap up his military career last year, he was stunned when the Army refused to let him go.
I was just in disbelief. I did not think that something like that could happen to me.
Instead, White was sent to Iraq for his second combat tour, leaving wife Crystal and newborn Eva behind. What the Army did is slap White with a stop loss, which allows the Army to extend the soldier's enlistment, like it or not.
Yeah, I did a good thing. I'm back from Iraq. I served my country. The only thing on my mind right now is to get down and serve big time with family. Bought a house, man, rocking the fruits of my labor. That 14 months of Iraq behavior. Better lurk, stay alive, shoot that fucking caper. No doubt, I was making that Iraq paper. Now I'm ready to get on out, become a civilian again and get on out. No car payments, house all decked out, so I'm set to motherfuckers scream and shout. But success got cost, the army got forced, telling me a nigga like me is stop lost. That means I can't get out, my salad got tossed. They fucked me over like a mob boss, high horse.
58,000 soldiers have been stop lost in the past 6 years. Their service involuntarily extended from a few months to more than a year.
I felt like I'm helpless. I felt like there's really nothing you could do. There's nothing you could do about it.
Stuart McKenzie's stop loss not only cost him his time, it nearly cost him his life.
It looks like the army wants a war. They wanna fuck with a force I never felt before. You can't stop the unstoppable, that's Warnick's law. So I'm fighting for the greatest cause. When there's a will, there's a way. So don't tell me, hey, that's life, motherfucker, cause you can't get sprayed. Warnick's behave, nah, this is real days. When shit hit the airwaves and somebody gotta say, fuck you, colonels, captains E7 above. You think you're so much bigger than I am? I've been too good of American. This stop, law, stop, move. Got me chains and bandstand. If I do drugs, I'll get kicked out. But if my time was up, I can't get out. So the good die young, I heard it out your mouth. So fuck the army and everything you all about, huh?
Army surgeons reattach McKenzie's hand, which now gives him limited use. To this day, McKenzie blames the stop loss. The Army says it uses stop loss to keep soldiers who reach the end of enlistment from leaving the battlefield in the middle of a combat tour.
Like Obama said, somebody be held responsible. But some of y'all gonna be held in hospitals, whenever possible, to pursue my own journeys in life through my own made obstacles. Since I can't pinpoint the culprit, they want me, cause misery loves company. I'm gonna round them up all, eventually, easily, walk right up peacefully and surprise them all. Yes, yes, y'all, up against the wall. Turn around, I got a motherfucking magazine with 30 rounds on that 3-round burst, ready to fire down. Still against the wall, I grab my M4, spray and watch all the bodies hit the floor. I bet you never stop, lost nobody no more. In your next lifetime, of course, no remorse. Yeah, you don't stop. Yo, the Army is the only military branch that still got this stop loss in effect. So only thing I gotta say is prepare for the consequences. When people wanna get out, let them get out.
They don't like it any better than I do, but it has proven necessary in order to maintain the force.
But many lawmakers and critics claim the Army has used stop loss as a backdoor draft to make up for the shortage of soldiers for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
It is going to destroy the morale of our troops. We've got to stop it.